you gavel us in. May I speak?
The board will reconvene into open session. Trustee Leak.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to share with all of you here a little story that you may think is simplistic. Some may think it's cute. Some may think it's irrelevant. But I just want to share it with you anyway, because I think it's germane to what we are doing and what we are trying to do today. Two little 10-year-olds were cutting up in their classroom. The teacher got tired of it and decided to send them to the principal's office. They got to the principal's office. The principal chose to see them one at a time. He chose to separate them. So he asked Johnny to come into the office, and he said, "Johnny, where is God? You've been cutting up and you've been doing this. Johnny, I'd like to know from you, where is God?" Johnny could not respond. He just threw up his hands. And having not responded to the principal asked him, "Will you go outside and ask Jimmy to come in?" So Johnny goes out to where Jimmy is, and he said to Jimmy, "Man, we in big trouble." And Johnny says, "Why?" He said, "God is missing from the school, and the principal thinks that we had something to do with it." My question to you, is God missing from Chicago State University? Is God missing? Is God?
Your story is wrong and false.
Is God missing from this meeting? Is God missing from our university? If God is missing from our meeting and our university, if we, those of us who had something to do with it, should acknowledge God before we go forward. I believe that we should acknowledge God and ask Him to direct our path before we go further. And in our own way, in our own special way, I'm asking those of you who are here to acknowledge God and ask God to guide and direct us from this point on. Whether I'm a preacher, whether I'm a funeral director, is irrelevant. But let me say this to you. I trust in God. Whatever I may do, God is the head of my life.
All right,
God is the head of this university.
Wait a minute.
God is the head of all of us.
If we acknowledge
God,
Trustee
this
Lee.
Meeting will not be as contentious as it has been.
This is an open board meeting.
God is looking down on us, and I ask that we would act accordingly.
You will be by yourself.
Okay. I would not want to You're out of order. He's out of order.
But for you to come patronize us in here, these students come standing up fighting, they're upset.
Yes.
And for you to sit here, and you don't say anything any other time, and for you to sit here and talk to these students, and me and the faculty and other and the community, but like we stupid, is an insult to our intelligence.
Yes, it is.
That's right.
If we move on with the agenda, we do have some action items that the board has to vote on.
Vote them out.
Vote them all out.
Attorney Hawkins.
We have approval of executive session minutes prior to June 23rd, 2016.
Could you speak up?
I will. Thank you. Chicago State University Board of Trustees reviews its written minutes of closed session semiannually and makes a determination as to whether those minutes should be available for public inspection or kept confidential. The Chicago State University Board of Trustees approves the written minutes of the closed meetings held during December 10, 2015, March 4, 2016, May 6, 2016, and the special meeting of the Board of Trustees held on February the 4th, 2016. Chicago State University Board of Trustees has determined that the need for confidentiality still exists as to all of the written minutes as to the closed meetings held on December 10th, 2015, March 4th, 2016. Next. May 6, 2016, and the special meeting of the Board of Trustees held on February 4, 2016.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Leake?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Okay. Trustee Griffin?
I have spoken with the board to meet with the students concerning our issues and concerns. They have granted us a meeting. We will have a meeting on Monday for all student leaders. And then on Tuesday, there will be a meeting with the interim president of the university. The students will be on Tuesday, as I said, and the time and place will be announced.
The next thing on our agenda is pursuant to state law, because Dr. Calhoun resigned his position as president of Chicago State as of today, the board has to name an interim president at this time. I move that the board name Vice President Cecil Lucy as interim president.
Second.
Trustee Joyce? Trustee Zoller? Trustee Young? Trustee Smith? Trustee Leake?
Shame.
Trustee Joyce?
Shame.
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Shame. Shame.
Trustee Griffin?
No.
Shame.
Did everybody vote?
No. I called the roll, but I'll do it again.
Trustee Zoller.
Yes.
Trustee Young.
Shame. Yes.
Trustee Smith.
Shame. Yes. Shame.
Trustee Leak.
Yes.
Trustee Joyce.
Yes.
Trustee Hatch.
Yes.
Trustee Griffin.
No.
Now it's time for public comment. The first person on the list for public comment is Mary Bunch.
Good afternoon to the board and to the faculty, students, and everyone in this room.
Good afternoon.
Can someone assist me? I just want to say that I'm appalled, and I'm a person to speak my mind, and I'm going to speak my mind. I'm speaking as a student here at Chicago State. I'm a graduate student here. We believed in Dr. Calhoun. He made us feel that we were worth something, that we could accomplish something here at the school. I put my feet on the pavement down at the State of Illinois building to try to bridge the gap between the board, the students, and everyone at this university to keep these doors open. Dr. Calhoun gave us that inspiration that we could do this. And for him to be dismissed, the students were not, and I wasn't, were not even informed. It's as if we do not make a difference at this university. This is our school. Without the students, there would be no school. Amen. To dismiss us as if we do not count or matter at all. And I know that the students feel this way, and I hope I'm speaking for a lot of people. They feel as if they do not matter here. I've heard it being said that we're getting students from across the water. That's fine in its place. But what about the students that's already here? When are we going to be acknowledged and thought of? When are we going to be acknowledged and thought of? I feel that as a school, the Board of Trustees, the students, the professors, and we have some good professors, we have some dynamite professors, that we all have to work together. We have to bridge this gap. One entity cannot stand alone. We all have to stand together because eventually it's going to come to a vote. And I know how I'm going to vote. Thank you.
Karen Smith.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Karen Smith, and I am a CMAT major here at the Chicago State University. I chose to come here. I didn't have to. I'm a veteran of the United States Navy. But I chose to come here because this school is in my community, it's affordable, and it's convenient. I have a choice. Everyone is not as fortunate as I. I've read all of you all's bios. I have them right here. You are more than qualified to do the job that you've been appointed to do. I'm here because I care. And my question to you is, do you care? Do you care about the future and the students' future and the future of this university? And if you do care, what's the plan? If President Calhoun wasn't a part of it, what is the plan? What actionable solutions do you have in place to turn CSU around? And are you committed to those plans, whatever they may be? I mean, committed to the point to where you personally are willing to roll up your sleeves and do the work. Walk around this campus, talk to students, and see what needs to be done. We're paying money here, And we are owed answers. Like I said, I don't have to come here, but I'm here, I'm speaking for the people who don't have a choice. I sit in classrooms and I see young parents bringing their children to school because they're trying to make a way. If this university is not here, where is the hope for them? Before you answer my questions, since the good Christians that we are, I'm gonna share with you a scripture. James 5 verse 12, above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear by heaven or by earth or by anything else. All you need to say is a simple yes or no. Otherwise, you will be condemned. If you cannot truthfully and honestly answer the question, do you care? Then the next item on your personal agenda needs to be to respectfully submit your resignation. Thank you.
Michael Weingart.
I was about to say good morning, but I guess it's going on the afternoon now. So, you know, it's one of those things in the last day since I heard about this meeting, I've had a lot of thoughts go through my head, as I think pretty much everyone who's sitting in front of you here today has had. And it's one of those things I've thought about, you know, what I would say in front of you. I thought about how I would say it. And as I was, you know, standing in the back listening to the last couple comments, realized it doesn't matter. Because right now, we have no proof that you guys are going to listen. So, you know, it's one of those things. I'm now a third-year occupational therapy student. I'm here for graduate school. And right now, over the last 3 years, there have been how many things have gone on, and a lot of that is out of your hands. But what is in your hands is to be able to show the student body, to show your dedicated faculty, that you are going to do something to actually care. And, you know, I'm really sorry to say, and I don't know if you guys realize it, the expression that you guys have on your face is standoffish, and I can understand that. Okay? And what I want you to realize is, not focus on what's being said, because there are some things being said here that are out of emotion, but you need to understand why that is being said out of emotion. Okay? I see a couple of you nodding. I see a couple of you looking at me like, oh, okay, next. How much time up? 45. You need to understand why this is happening. You need to understand why right now, instead of writing a research paper that I have due, instead of reading textbooks for a licensure exam I'm taking within a year, I'm here talking to you guys about somebody who was unequivocally well-respected is resigning. Yeah. So, you know what? When you go home, I would like to ask you, look yourself in the mirror and say, are you doing what's best for the school? Because I have a very hard time. I don't think any of us believe that. And you need to look at perceptions become reality. Whether the things that are going on or not, the perception is that right now the school is not being run by you folks in the way that is best for the university, and I think you need to change that.
Michael LaFargue.
All power and glory is his. I'm Michael LaFargue. I'm the president of the West Chesterfield Community Association. We only saw professionalism from Dr. Calhoun, and we support his reinstatement. More importantly, I'm here representing a very large group of people, the United Chicago State University Coalition. This is a coalition of organized faculty. Please raise your hands and support and stand. Students, please raise your hands and support and stand. And community members, please raise your hands and support and stand. One of the goals of the coalition is for us to work closely and collaboratively with the CSU Board of Trustees to keep the doors of CSU opened, to sustain adequate funding, and to maintain appropriate accreditation. To that end, we're requesting three things. One, to reinstate Dr. Thomas J. Calhoun as president of CSU. Please find attached in your letters a letter of support from the faculty and staff with more than 100 signatures aboard, and a letter of support from the community in the name of the CSU Community Caucus Advisory Committee, CSU CAC. The second thing we ask for is the powers that be, Governor Rauner, to include faculty, community, and increase student representation on the CSU Board of Trustees by adding 3 faculty members selected by the faculty, 2 community members selected by the CSU CAC, and 1 additional student member selected by the Student Government Association. Yes. CSU has been cited for the lack of faculty involvement on the university governance for at least 2 accreditation cycles. We want that to change. We have members that have served on the CSU College of Education, DAC, and in order to satisfy the requirements of the NCATE, okay? There's so much that we need. We also want you to rescind the financial exigency of CSU. We're requesting a meeting with the board of directors. You will receive a call from us within a week. We look forward to a healthy relationship in the future. Yours in education, Dr. Palmer, Dr. Robert Bynaz, Dr. Philip Beverly, and most importantly, the Chicago State University students. Yeah! Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Andre Fredericks.
Greetings, everyone. I'm Andre Fredericks. Vice President of Teaching and Educating Men of Black Origin, which are the brothers you see off to the right of me. And I want to start off by saying that although I am in need of glasses, like really bad, I'm not blind. And what I've been seeing this entire time of this board meeting has been rather shocking and a little bit disgusting. I'm looking at the student representative giving you the voice of the students, and it's continuously being drowned out by those who are supposedly for the students. And I would also argue that there are a bunch of different things on campus that need attention. You have a ravine in front of Douglas Hall. You have a situation with the leaking pipes. But yet, there was money to buy out President Calhoun's contract. And it's gotten to a point where the Board of Trustees has lost the trust of the faculty, the staff, some of the administration, and most importantly, what makes up a university, the students. And honestly, the only way I can see this being fixed is I challenge you to reinstate President Thomas Calhoun into his position. Thank you.
Adrian Mercado.
Hello, everyone. My name is Adrian Mercado. I am the current president of TEMBO, which stands for Teaching and Educating Men of Black Origin. We are the brothers who did spend the night outside because we wanted to make sure that our voices are heard. Even though some of you might not be listening, that's fine. But I also have a role as a resident assistant in the dorms. My responsibility is to take the morale and uplift it and make sure that the residents are happy so that they come back next semester. I also served in the Budget or Else Committee with Paris Griffin, and I worked closely with students. I as a student leader on campus, I've done my job, my part. But it's so hard, considering the media, you know, the images we have of Chicago State University. It's so hard with all this non-transparency. So my point of just coming up here right now is to let you know that because of the, you know, efforts of us fighting, a lot of students transferred. A lot of students who may have thought they would come to Chicago State said, nah. My job as the president of Timbo is to lead these young men right here into graduation to make sure that they are out and being productive members of society, because that's what Baba Kwesi would want, right? So as a leader, I'm having a hard time seeing the future for Chicago State University because of this, right? As a resident assistant in the dorms, how do I, you know, talk to my residents and people that come to me for help all the time about the future of Chicago State University? And they want to know, you know, are we going to be here next semester? Are we going to be thriving? We found comfort in President Calhoun. Yeah. You know, we found that was the light that we needed, and it was the perfect. I commend you guys for hiring him in the first place. But for you guys to take it away, just know that in the future, going forward, the press, the media, it's going to be 10 times worse. So I need you guys to really have an adamant vision and really be transparent with us, please. Thank you.
Charles Preston.
I'm a student at Chicago State University. I'm a senior African American studies major. A discipline that's being gutted right now. Like, I heard the provost say all the spectacular things done in other departments. Well, African American studies is suffering. The social sciences at this university is suffering. And it's a shame that that is never raised in these meetings. But outside of that, as this trustee board exited to executive session, I approach Trustee Smith.
Bishop.
Trustee Smith. He's a bishop. And I said, don't laugh at our concerns. Yes. It's disrespectful.
Yes. Yes.
He told me in response, and this can be confirmed by multiple sources,
yes,
don't let the white man control you.
White man, stop running this.
Now, I don't know if he believes that a black student at this university can't conceive their own thoughts and concerns and state their positions. I don't know what's the inspiration for these racially recharged remarks. But I know it's a level of disrespect when someone who has so much power talks down to the university student in a disrespectful manner like that. And so for the fact that he's laughing and on his phone and being disrespectful and not taking us seriously speaks volumes about the condition of that board. What's on that board? Y'all can kill the time. I'm going to be a minute. Last point, and I really want, this is why I got my back turned, because I'm talking to y'all. I don't have nothing. I want an open public apology from them. But I'm talking to y'all right now. And we need to get behind Paris Griffin. She should have the strongest voice on that board.
Yes.
Paris was organizing Budget or Else to save our university. She was out there on the front lines protesting, bringing her child to organizing meetings at midnight, thinking about saving this university, committing time. She has to handle all these other positions. She's president, and she does so much for this university. And for them to disregard her thoughts, disregard the fact that she wakes up thinking about CSU and bringing her child along with her. GPA is high as ever. Apple Scholar. She put in the work, and they disregard it. So that speaks volumes about this board. And they should be ashamed of themselves. And so I don't want to speak to them. I actually don't want to speak to them. We deserve an apology. An open public apology. I want to read it in the Tribune. I want to read it in the Tribune that says that they're sorry for not respecting the wishes of students, faculty, staffs, and administration of this university. That is what we deserve and what we should be demanding. Thank you.
Christopher Glenn.
No, I was always told to look the devil in the eyes. So, first and foremost, for those who do not know who I am, my name is Christopher B. Glenn. I am Mr. Chicago State University, and I am here on behalf of you all as a collective. First thing I would like to do is, Trustee Griffin, I appreciate you and the work that you do and the work that you continue to do for this university, and you are an asset that cannot be replaced. And I thank you for your service. The next thing I want to do is have everybody just think. I'm gonna try and paint a picture for you. So we go back to January, the heralding of a new era for Chicago State University. Yep. A new leader arises. A breath of fresh air, thank you.
Yes.
a warrior who is ready to lead us into the next era of Chicago State University. A proud man, a strong man, Dr. Thomas J. Calhoun.
Yep. Yep.
So let's fast forward 9 months to Wednesday. Chicago Tribune reports, Chicago State's new president, will now be resigning due to issues with the Board of Trustees.
Well.
So we go from shiny new era in January to the end of an era in September. So in 9 months, we go from fighting a war as a collective to the war being on the inside. So the question is, for all the trustee members, were you ever really interested in the war outside of the school?
No.
Or was it your intention to just have your own needs met as a whole? So let me paint the next headline for you that I see in the next coming months. Inept board members are the cause of the closure of Chicago State University. Thank you.
Darren Martin.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Board of Trustees. Good afternoon, Chairman of the Board of Trustees. Today, my name is Darren Martin. I'm the Student Government Association President here at Chicago State University. Today, I hope you've heard the concerns of the students. I hope you've heard them loud and proud, because right now I can't say anything. I have to understand that my students are hurt, their morale is down. So now the question becomes, how do we fix that? Because right now they're broken. Some of them don't want to be back. Some of them don't even want to understand what is Chicago State about. So as Student Government Association President, that's putting burden on my shoulders for 3,000 students that are over 3,000 students that are wondering, what are we going to do? And they're coming to me asking me every day, what can we do? But I can't give them any answers, because according to my bylaws, I'm supposed to meet with the new administration, and I have a September 27th general meeting, but I haven't even been able to meet with the new administration because we're in turmoil. So please help me rectify this turmoil, clear the path for me so I can do my job as Student Government Association President. Thank you.
The this time, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Leak?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Good seeing you. My too.